Quick disclaimer, information in this podcast is for general informational purposes only and is not intended to be treated as medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare team before making changes to your diet, lifestyle, supplementation, or medication.
After this episode, you'll no doubt be motivated to try the natural therapeutic berberine for its potential to help control blood sugar levels as effectively as metformin and other medications. Plus, it can help with insulin resistance, cholesterol, inflammation, and more.
Welcome to Type 2 Diabetes Talk, the place where we chat about what really works to treat type 2 diabetes and prediabetes naturally with nutrition and lifestyle. If you're looking to optimize blood sugar and A1C, lose weight, reduce medications, and improve your overall health, this is the place to be. Now, here's your host, type 2 diabetes nutrition specialist, Dr. Jetta.
Hello and welcome back to Type 2 Diabetes Talk, episode 21. Being we did cover medication March last month and delved into de-prescribing medications, we've had several people reach out to ask about potential natural alternatives to medications. And this is a topic I've been wanting to cover, or at least start delving into, as there are a number of effective natural therapeutics you can add to your routine that can help make a big difference. One such natural therapeutic worthy of getting first place in this discussion is berberine. One of the reasons berberine deserves its badge is due to its known effects for helping control blood sugar levels as effectively as metformin. This is quite remarkable because metformin is the most widely prescribed diabetes drug worldwide. Metformin, a biguanide, is the most commonly prescribed for both people with prediabetes and type 2 diabetes because it is considered one of the safest, most effective, least costly medications available, with a low degree of side effects compared to many other meds. But even though this may be the case, many people want to stop taking metformin for one reason or another. It could be because of the never-ending bathroom issue, the digestive upsets and gastric effects of metformin. That's one of the more unfortunate side effects. It could be because you're concerned about the long-term effects of vitamin B12 deficiency because that is also a known side effect, especially with long-term use. It could be because you just don't want to take meds at all. Whatever the case is, you'll be pleased to discover that berberine could be a potential replacement for this well-known medication. And you'll be pleasantly surprised to learn it can also be used in conjunction with metformin and other medications as well. Let me just backtrack a bit here though, because I'm getting a bit excited about the potential it has to offer you. So firstly, let's look at what berberine actually is. Berberine is a natural plant compound extracted from Berberis aristata and Rhizoma coptidis. Basically, berberine is a natural plant compound extracted from a plant, a natural herb, to obtain a yellow-coloured alkaloid compound. And even though berberine may be new to you, it's been around for a very long time, being used in folk medicine, along with traditional Chinese, Indian, and Middle Eastern medicine for over 400 years. In terms of its impact on diabetes health, that's where things get very interesting. Berberine exerts several very meaningful effects at the cellular level of metabolic function. To help get your head around how berberine works, you need to think about the pancreas, an endocrine organ in your body, insulin, a hormone produced by your pancreas, and the liver. These are the primary points of action of berberine. When you have type 2 diabetes and prediabetes, you also have insulin resistance. This means insulin, the hormone produced by your pancreas that is needed to help regulate glucose, is not working as efficiently as it should be. Insulin does not unlock cells like it should. Your cells don't respond, they are resistant. Another important thing to recognize is it's not just the pancreas and insulin involved here. The liver is a key organ for insulin resistance, and most people have a fatty liver. Berberine influences cellular enzymatic pathways that act as regulators for how energy is produced and used in body's cells. And by impacting this pathway, berberine helps in managing processes such as glucose and lipid metabolism. Berberine support liver health and function, so much so that research on liver cells shows that berberine increases the expression of insulin receptors by as much as 40%, making them more sensitive to insulin so they can unlock those cell doors once again. Similarly, berberine improves insulin sensitivity in muscle cells, increasing the activity of glucose transporters and therefore improving overall glucose metabolism. In fact, lots of research shows berberine improves the action of insulin receptors to improve insulin sensitivity. And additionally, berberine alters glucose metabolism by stimulating glycolysis, and this is a pathway of nutrient metabolism that can become disrupted in diabetes. And another function of berberine is it suppresses gluconeogenesis, the production of glucose in the liver, which can also help to bring down blood sugar levels. And other potential mechanisms of berberine include improving pancreatic function and stimulating insulin secretion, increasing glucose uptake and decreasing glucose absorption, and reducing inflammation. So when we refer to the evidence that suggests all this supportive evidence, we obviously want to know about its beneficial health outcomes. And in particular, we're going to explore some specific questions sent in by our listeners, such as, does berberine work as well as metformin? Can you take berberine instead of metformin? Can you take berberine and metformin together? And does berberine have any side effects? So let's turn back to the evidence. There have been a number of impressive randomized control trials on berberine and metformin, along with reviews and meta-analysis of over 46 trials being assessed. So the data we have on the effectiveness of berberine is pretty solid, which is good to know. In one study, researchers compared the glucose-lowering effects of berberine and metformin in newly diagnosed adults with type 2 diabetes over a 13-week period. So the randomized groups were given either 500 milligrams of berberine 3 times per day or 500 milligrams of metformin 3 times per day. And if people experienced any gastrointestinal side effects from the berberine, their dosage was reduced to 300 milligrams 3 times per day. So the results at the conclusion of the study showed that the glucose-lowering effect of berberine was better than metformin. So the people taking metformin had an A1C reduction of 1.43% and the berberine group had a 1.99% reduction. For postprandial, after meal blood glucose, metformin reduced that by an average of 138.1 milligrams per deciliter or 7.67 millimoles per liter. But berberine did better, reducing postprandial levels by 158 milligrams per deciliter or 8.78 millimoles per liter. And for fasting blood sugar, metformin reduced it by 50.4 milligrams per deciliter or 2.8 millimoles per liter, while berberine reduced it by 68 milligrams per deciliter or 3.78 millimoles. So to put this in perspective, over 13 weeks, A1C was reduced by 0.56% more in the berberine group. Postprandial levels were 19.9 milligrams per deciliter lower or 1.11 millimoles lower. And fasting levels were 17.6 milligrams per deciliter lower or 0.98 millimoles per liter in the berberine group. So they all had very good outcomes. The berberine group did much better than the group taking metformin. The same study also set a secondary study with a combination therapy, and they added 500 milligrams of berberine alongside metformin for an additional 5 weeks. And fasting blood glucose showed a dramatic reduction and A1C reduced by another 0.8%. So that shows that having the combo therapy can also be effective. Results from a review of clinical trials looked at how berberine stands up against other oral diabetes medications. So when they looked at berberine versus metformin, 500 milligrams of berberine per day, 3 times per day versus 0.75 grams of metformin, there was no difference in fasting blood glucose and A1C, meaning they performed the same. When they looked at berberine versus glipizide, there was no significant difference in the fasting blood glucose outcomes for the groups, meaning they performed the same. And what about when berberine is taken in conjunction with other medications? Well, let's take a closer look at that as well. In the same review, berberine plus metformin versus metformin only, 5 trials have demonstrated that the combination therapy improves fasting blood glucose and A1C more than using metformin alone. And when they looked at berberine plus glipizide versus glipizide alone, 1 trial has shown that combo therapy may be more beneficial for lowering postprandial blood glucose. But in any case, what these studies show is that berberine can be more powerful than metformin when it's taken alone, and when it's combined with metformin or glipizide, it may have an even greater effect, obviously, than just taking those medications alone.
Get proven, practical support to lower blood sugar, weight, and medication. Check out Dr. Jetta's programs and services at type2diabetestalk.com/programs.
Another review of studies in people with type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes taking berberine for at least 4 weeks found that berberine helped people lower A1C levels by an average of 0.73%, fasting levels by an average 15.5 milligrams per deciliter or 0.86 millimoles per liter, postprandial levels by 26.6 milligrams per deciliter or 1.48 millimoles per liter, along with improving insulin resistance, cholesterol levels, and inflammation. And that's when it was used alone. When it was combined with other oral medications, the A1C reduced by another 0.18%. And there were even greater improvements in fasting blood sugar and postprandial blood sugar. So basically, the conclusion again was that berberine was just as effective as improving fasting, postprandial, and A1C levels as metformin, the most common diabetes medications. In people with pre-diabetes taking berberine for 12 weeks, 500 milligrams 3 times a day, they saw decreased fasting blood sugar and HbA1c, along with improvements in insulin resistance. In terms of fasting blood sugar, berberine helped the participants lower it by 25.6 milligrams per deciliter or 1.42 millimoles per liter. And for A1C, the reduction was an average of 1%, helping people get back in the normal range below 5.7%. So this was a study again in people with pre-diabetes taking berberine for 12 weeks, 500 milligrams 3 times a day. Another advantage of berberine is it's been shown to reduce key inflammatory markers, IL-6 and TNF-A. And in people with diabetes, levels of these inflammatory markers are strikingly increased. And when you have high levels of inflammation, this can downregulate several drug metabolizing enzymes, which leads to poor drug effects. Or in other words, the effectiveness of the medication you're taking might decrease because your body's drug metabolizing enzymes are decreased. So berberine decreases these inflammatory markers, and that could explain not only its great effects on overall metabolic function, but its ability to maximize outcomes when it's taken with other oral medications. So coming back to a few of the questions left by listeners, firstly, does berberine work as well as metformin? The evidence certainly shows it does, because when it was compared to metformin, the groups taking berberine have had better improvements in A1C, fasting blood sugar, postprandial blood sugar, and insulin resistance. Can you take berberine instead of metformin? Absolutely, yes you can. If you don't want to take medication, berberine is a fantastic alternative. If you're currently taking metformin but want to stop with prescription meds, speak to your doctor about trialing berberine instead. Can you take berberine and metformin together? Yes, you can. And in the studies where metformin was taken alongside berberine, the results people achieved were often better. And we've also seen berberine used alongside glipizide, with the combo therapy being more beneficial for lowering postprandial blood glucose. So now that we've established that berberine can be a very effective natural therapeutic supplement for lowering blood sugar and A1C, and can also be used alongside other oral medications, let's dive in to see what other ways it can support better diabetes health, because the good news is the influence of berberine doesn't stop at better blood glucose control. Berberine can help with weight loss, as it's been shown to prevent fat deposits by influencing cellular regulators of fat accumulation and by downgrading that inflammation we spoke about earlier, which is a known driver of weight gain. Multiple studies and reviews have confirmed that berberine improves cholesterol, reducing total cholesterol, triglycerides, and LDL cholesterol. And again, the effects of berberine on cholesterol levels when it's taken alone are very impressive, often outdoing statin drugs, the commonly prescribed cholesterol medication. But when it's been combined with statins, the combo therapy has had an even greater effect on reducing cholesterol, particularly LDL cholesterol. The development of many of the associated diabetes complications that can occur is due to endothelial function, which is damage to the lining of blood vessels in your body. And that's where berberine can also help, as it's been shown to improve endothelial function, which subsequently could reduce risk of damage and may even restore function on various levels. In terms of heart disease, lowering cholesterol and blood glucose protects you, and we already know berberine can help with that. But additionally, researchers suggest berberine directly protects the cardiovascular system by directly modulating sympathetic heart activity. This basically means there is some influence on the body's sympathetic nervous system. And in rats, this effect has been shown to reduce the impact of heart attacks. In rats, berberine has also been shown to improve renal function in nephropathy and nerve conductivity in neuropathy. So in other words, berberine may also be effective in helping to reduce risk of diabetes complications. Another question we need to answer is, does berberine have any side effects? Overall, studies have generally shown no negative side effects. But the most common side effects people can experience are gastrointestinal problems such as constipation, stomach cramps, nausea, and diarrhea. These don't happen in everyone, but can happen in some. When you take berberine, it is always best to eat a meal and take the supplement afterwards, because it is a very bitter compound. So taking it after food often alleviates those gastrointestinal issues. Berberine can also interact with a certain class of antibiotics called macrolide antibiotics, and it shouldn't be taken by pregnant or breastfeeding women. Since berberine can lower blood sugar levels, there's a risk of hypoglycemia, especially when taken in combination with other diabetes meds such as insulin or sulfonylureas, which already put you at risk of hypos, so you do need to be aware of that. Berberine can help to lower blood pressure, so could potentially interact with some blood pressure meds and blood thinning medications like warfarin. So if you're taking medications, it's always best to consult with your doctor before even taking therapeutic supplements, so you can make sure of any potential interactions. And it also gives you a great opportunity to have your doctor reassess the medications you are taking, so you can potentially have some medications reduced or replaced by berberine as a natural therapeutic instead. Generally, as I said, berberine is safe and effective with studies showing no negative effects. But it is always good to check and be aware of those few things that can happen. The final question you may be wondering about is how much berberine should you take? Berberine is a very bitter compound, as I said before, so you do need to take it in capsules, and the capsules contain the plant powder. This is the predominant form of berberine used in studies. The extract has only been used in a few studies, but with the bitterness of berberine, the capsules are a much better option. And most studies suggest a dosage recommendation of 3 separate doses of 500 milligrams of berberine daily. Or if you experience stomach upset, a reduced amount of 300 milligrams 3 times a day. So it's 500 milligrams 3 times a day is the most common recommendation. So while those dosages are known to be clinically effective, even a dose of only 500 milligrams per day may provide some benefit. And when you regain good control, you should be able to come off supplements just as you do with medications. However, I have asked medical doctors for their opinion on using berberine long term, and they have agreed that taking berberine long term is safe and preventative if necessary. Berberine is a fantastic natural therapeutic supplement you can add to your diabetes treatment regimen, either on its own or in conjunction with medications. Or you might use it to support you to reduce or get off medications. Just remember, natural therapeutic supplements like berberine are there to provide the extra boost and support, and they certainly are beneficial, but they're best used in conjunction with making diet, nutrition, and lifestyle changes. That's when you'll really see big shifts occurring. Head over to the website at type2diabetestalk.com to find today's info and resources, along with links to some good quality berberine supplements. Please tune in for next week's episode, where we'll be chatting about the importance of carbohydrates again, along with 3 simple steps to lower your carb intake. Until next week, take care. Dr. Jetta, over and out.
Thanks for tuning in to Type 2 Diabetes Talk. Please subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. And for episode replays, episode notes, and more, visit type2diabetestalk.com. New episodes are available Tuesdays, 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time, or your time zone equivalent. Thanks again. We're truly grateful to be a part of your life and help make a real difference.